Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. You're listening to 93.2 FM Sheffield Live. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves, and I'm out of breath.
A little. We were running. We were running slightly late.
Apparently, there's a run going on in the city centre.
Yeah, I feel like we've just done it. But we are here, so never fear.
Thanks
very much to Paul Sellers to holding the fort for 40 seconds. How are you doing then, James? You went very well last week.
I'm much better this week. I've had a good productive week. It's been great.
Oh, good.
It was busy. Busy.
Well, we.
I'm so unfit.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing how unfit you become working on the road and just driving everywhere. We must say a big thank you to Carl Maloney for stepping in.
Definitely, he's just tweeted as well.
Yes, he was down to be a guest anyway.
Yeah.
But stepped in as guest presenter because obviously you weren't very well, James.
Legend.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. We've got 5 tracks, so we'll just play a track to start off with.
What are we going to kick off with
while we get our breath? Let's kick off with some Dead Set Dream, Snakes and Ladders.
Okay. Oh, it's the earliest track we've ever played on The Squeak.
Indeed.
But we need to get our breath back. This is Dead Set Dream. Keep your tweets coming in at The Squeak.
Don't take friends, don't take friends. Let's play a game of stakes and ladders. Coming up and slip it down again. Can't keep a secret. Don't take friends, don't take friends.
Sheffield Live.
And that was Dead Set Dream. Of course, they last time we saw them, they played the Leadmill gig in April.
Yeah.
God, that seems like such a long time ago now.
It is such a long time ago.
And I still remember, albeit, you know, a few months ago, that we were wearing the same shoes, me and the lead singer.
Oh, yes, yeah, you were.
Yeah. And here they are, for the benefit of
And you're
of
still
James.
Wearing the same shoes?
Still, yeah. I do have other pairs, it's just that both times after seeing them, I'm talking about them, I was wearing the same shoes. Yeah.
They've been doing some good things, Dead Set Dream. They've been on tour with the likes of All Us on Drugs and things like that. And that's their latest single, which just came out a few weeks ago.
And where can, is that, all the usual outlets?
All the usual places. The nice guys at All Your Records got in touch with me this week and sent us a few songs, so there's a few All Your Records things, tracks that we got for today. Spreading the Sheffield love.
Indeed, well, Carl brought a plethora of tracks last week.
Yeah.
Some really, really good songs on there. So when the podcast's up, go back and listen to it.
Yeah. I went to do the podcast the other day and... believe it or not, the Sheffield Live website was down. So
oh,
I
no.
Couldn't grab it. The only what? Time I had.
Last week? Me and Carl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. What about the anniversary show? Is that there?
I was going to do it all at the same time.
Oh, fine, okay, yeah. Cool. Right. Yeah. But yeah, listen back to last week because...
apparently we still sound a bit...
yeah, bleep tired. Word.
Well,
thanks, Carl.
To be fair, right, we'd normally park... behind the hubs across the road from the studio.
Something, if anybody knows what's going on in Sheffield today, please tell us, because every single car parking space was taken.
So we've had to come out, and we've found a space on the street miles away.
Well,
so we've had to pretty much run. Well, when
we say miles away, it's miles away for two unfit men.
And then, to top it all off, there's all the stairs in the studio.
There's a lot of stairs.
To get into here.
But thank you to the kind gentleman that just got into his Land Rover Discovery and gave me his ticket.
Yeah, time
because
that, right?
That saved us valuable seconds. Because yeah. The parking meter.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Mark and Peter.
Might be the guy in the Land Rover Discovery. Thanks for giving us your ticket anyway. Much appreciated. Yeah. So yeah, we've just about got his breath back, so that's good. So, tell us about your busy week then, because you had an event midweek. Is it top secret, by the way?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Tell us about it.
Well, old Carlton Maloney was there as well. We had a bit of a event for Bailey of Sheffield at The Botanist in the city centre.
Ah, yes, the most expensive bar in the world.
Yes, the really expensive cocktail bar in the city centre.
Yeah, the Human League would be turning in the grave if they were dead.
Yeah. It's a nice place, though.
No, it's lovely. It's very, very nice. I had a kiwi and pear cocktail of some description. It was very nice. There were about all of three mouthfuls.
Yes, yeah.
For about
£9.
Lots of crushed ice. It was cold. It was very cold.
Yeah.
But not very much liquid, but very nice.
So yeah, we had a bloggers event to introduce a load of bloggers to the Bailey of Sheffield stainless steel cable bracelets.
Yes, and I have to say it's very nice. I bought one.
Yeah.
Last week. Oh, it was a Black Friday thing.
Black Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I bought one. And Carl's got a very special bead.
Yeah,
well, he's got two actually, two beads.
Well, he's now got three. He got the signature bead that came with his bracelet that he bought, and then he. Yeah, he's just tweeted to say that we still sound a little tired. so, yeah, he's got his original Bailey Sheffield signature bead. He's got one which has been engraved with his initials and one which has got his Right Good Music logo on it as well.
So he's a very happy chappy.
Yeah, unique little trio of beads he's got there.
Mm. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We were talking about laser printed on the way in, weren't we?
Because, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is actually it boggles the mind on how they can do that. If you don't know what it is, just Google it, because it'll take too long for us to try and explain. We'll probably get it wrong anyway.
Yeah.
But Bailey were able to make somebody a coffee bead.
Yeah, well, coffee bean bead.
Coffee bean bead, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it was somebody that owned a coffee shop, and he bought one of the bracelets and just inquired about coffee bean beads. And just sampling it, trying it out, Bailey Sheffield made him a coffee bean bead for his cable bracelet, and it looks really good.
Yeah, it's exciting because, you know, women have got Pandora.
Yeah.
We've got Bailey.
Pretty much.
So now we can, you know, you can buy us things and beads and all that, and we've got our equivalent now.
Yeah, so great.
It's exciting to see, you know, what new beads they'll bring out that you can, you know, because I know there's some, but eventually it's going to be...
Yeah, I think there's
really
seven
big
at the minute, and then they're bringing out... They're looking to bring some more out in the new year, and then it's going down a line of wearable tech and things like that.
Contactless payments and all that.
Pretty much.
That'll be good.
So the future's bright. And as well, if you go onto the website, baileyofsheffield.com, this sounds like a sales pitch. This is great.
Yeah, I thought you'd...
I'm just an advocate for the brand.
I thought you were an advocate for Orange when he just said the future's bright.
Yeah, now EE.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go onto the website. They've got stainless steel Christmas decorations.
Oh, they look very good.
They're awesome.
They look very nice.
They are absolutely fantastic.
Are they heavy, though?
Not really, no.
I was going to say, because if you put it on the tree...
They're not to go on the tree, they're
just,
kind of freestanding
ones. Hang. Oh, right.
Well, there is a hanging snowflake, but...
That's the one I've seen.
Of various sizes. Yeah. So you can hang, like, the little snowflakes from the tree, but...
They look gorgeous.
There's trees that just look great, and you can have them engraved as well.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Have a look at them. They are really, really nice. Have you put your tree up yet, James?
No, not yet.
No, I haven't either. I'm itching to put it up now.
I left it really late last year to put the tree up, if I remember rightly.
I think this time last year, ours was already up. But I've done all the Christmas shopping, all bought, all wrapped, some given out already.
Wow.
I'm doing well.
That is organisation.
Do you know what it is? It's because I don't like doing it last minute, because I did that last year and it was a bit stressful.
Yeah.
But on the day of Christmas morn, I don't like having too many bags to carry. So if I can get them dispersed before then,
your use of the language today is excellent.
I've gone full blown Partridge. Yeah, no. If I can get them out before you know,
and the presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody like that.
Yeah, there's lots of beeping going on outside.
Can I just say to Paul Sellers, thanks again for leaving the window open.
Well.
Actually, it might have been that coach driver that tried to kill us on the way in. Do you remember?
Well, when you say he tried to kill us, you turned the corner and he was already coming down the street where you'd turned to.
He's a murderer.
Pretty much. That's exactly how it works.
No, it was difficult. Because all the coaches were parked outside the hubs, and then I didn't see him, and he's come at us.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was okay.
Didn't beep or anything, so it can't have been that bad.
No, maybe it was a delayed reaction, and he's just done it then.
Yeah.
Maybe he's decided that he's actually quite angry about the whole thing.
Yeah. Talking of coaches, right, imagine what the Preston North End team bus would have been like on the way back to Preston yesterday.
Have you ever seen anything as mad as that?
Two
players fighting each other on the pitch, both got sent off.
From the same team. So, I've seen it before. It was obviously like Lasso did it a few years ago.
There was Lee Bowyer. Whoever from the Newcastle side from years ago.
Yeah.
But it's a bit mad.
It's just crazy. And I've watched the highlights back, and it's basically because he didn't pass to him or something. It's
just not conducive to a you know, the workings of a good team.
No, not indeed.
But who cares? We won, they lost. See you later.
What is that? Is that a CD?
I've just found an EP on the shelf of Sheffield Live, which is quite a good find in relative terms, because you find some tosh, you know, old flyers, cardboard
boxes. If you want to get somebody's attention, this is the way to do it, isn't it?
It is. So Danny Smart, who's a singer-songwriter... DannySmartMusic.com. We'll just take a picture for the benefit of radio and put it on our Twitter.
Yeah.
He's actually put his business card, an EP stuck to the A4 sheet, and put the title and stuck it all together in a... It's almost, you could frame that, couldn't you?
The CD itself looks like vinyl. Take the CD back
out. No, I think it is a vinyl.
Is it? All right. Is it?
Oh, no, it's a CD.
Oh, it's a CD with
He's very good, though, that,
black bottom. I'm genuinely impressed. I need to take a picture of that as well. Now.
Do you want the front?
Yeah.
Just speak amongst yourself, listeners.
Yeah, let's do the...
Hold on, let me get it switched straight.
Right.
Yeah.
He'll be right impressed that we're good. Turn it around and let's may as well do the whole picture, haven't we?
Yeah.
There we go.
Did you get me in that?
I did, yeah.
Oh, great. I had a picture took with a pony yesterday.
Right.
Just FYI. Made friends with a pony out in Mid-Oakstones. It was very nice. Or she. Could have been a lady. But yeah, no, this is really cool. Artists, take note. Don't just do a digital upload. That's pretty cool.
I've got a, well, actually not Mid-Oak Stones, it's Stony Middleton I'm thinking of. I've got a story from a New Year's Eve in Stony Middleton a few years ago, which I will maybe share on our Christmas show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, you'll have to remind me because I will forget.
Yeah, you'll have to remember. Should we give Danny Smart a play?
Why not?
I don't know if...
I'm liking Danny's smart PR exercise here, so we might as well give it a try, aren't we?
So I should imagine that
I would laugh my head off if it's just a 3 minutes of him swearing.
I was just going to say, yeah. Sometimes not the best way of doing things. And Carl, you know, said last week, be honest, Luke, I checked it for swearing. I went,
fair enough.
In Carl's words, I think well, I said,
to
nice
be fair,
one.
I obviously wasn't coming, so I hadn't done the music, so Carl had about an hour's notice to get the music together.
Doesn't it? Matter. No, thanks, Carl, we appreciate it. But I'm guessing track one's going to be With You by Danny Smart, so
yeah.
Here it is.
Let's see what it's like.
Let's see if there's any swearing in it.
Better be as good as that packaging.
Well, it's got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Let us know what you think. This is Danny Smart. Time, but I don't mind if I got you. Danny Smart on Sheffield Live.
That's an happy little accident, isn't it?
Yes. Do you know what? That was really good. I like that song. Yeah. And I love his marketing. And I didn't see, actually, even though I've held it up to you, that there's a blurb on the back that tells us all about him.
Yeah.
Oh. Based in South Yorkshire. He's got gigs coming up. Hold on a minute. Is that next year or this year? That must be next year. Because Tramlines is slightly earlier next year, isn't it?
Yeah. Unless this is just an old thing.
Maybe. But he's either having gigs or he's got gigs coming up. Or he's had them already.
There's some kind of gigs.
But check him out. He's on DannySmartMusic.com. And he's got some tracks on his website that you can download, I think. So check him out. Yeah. You might even see him around the streets busking. Because he's been doing that quite a lot.
Has he?
According to this blurb.
According to the blurb, yeah.
Yeah.
What else can you tell us about him from that?
Well, on his EPs, he's got three new tracks on it and a classic Hendrix cover.
Wow.
This record is the perfect example of an artist finding himself in an industry of carbon copies.
By copying a Hendrix song.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Check him out. I liked it.
I quite that enjoyed that. Cool. It's a nice little Sunday afternoon tune, I thought.
And if you go on to our Twitter page, The Squeak, we've tweeted him, so you can check his Twitter page out as well.
Yeah.
What a nice surprise. I wonder who left that there.
Oh, recorded at the old pig farm as well.
Was it?
Yeah. Localish studio.
There you go. So,
well, we know more about Danny Smart now than any other artist.
It's
ever.
Funny because he's not sent us anything in, but if everybody did this, what Danny's done, then we'd be able to actually speak about the artist rather than somebody going, oh, I've uploaded my track, James. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Or just uploading it without any kind of... Somebody uploaded one without even a name.
Oh, brilliant.
Just a song. Mm. And the song file didn't have the name of the artist or the song in the file name either. It was just like a load of numbers and letters. So, like, well, that's
just
a magical mystery tune.
My throat is still recovering from that mammoth run. Yeah.
Doesn't help with the cold air, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Now, have you come across any new £5 notes, James? Any AA's or AK-47s? Have you been checking?
I checked about once when they first came out and then just thought that was a fad that was going very quickly.
Yeah, well, I had a AA. I had a AA-60, but it wasn't worth anything anymore. So I just didn't bother. But have you seen in the news this week that the new £5 note has actually been banned in some places?
Yes, yeah.
Due to containing animal fat.
Hmm.
A number of Hindu temples have banned it, saying that they don't, you know... Vegans and religious groups aren't happy, basically.
Apparently not. And I think for religious purposes, you can kind of understand it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to be handling it, do they? As for the Rainbow Cafe in Cambridge, they are refusing to accept the notes as tender, which I'm not sure that they can do because it's legal tender.
No, you can. That's a myth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's basically, Luke, contract law. So, shall we go into it?
Tell me more. We've got 35 minutes.
Yeah, so it's contract law. Basically, a contract exists only after three forms. There's got to be an offer, so I'm going to give offering this to you for whatever.
In exchange for...
Yeah, you have to accept that offer, and then you have to make the exchange. And at any point, up until that exchange is made, any party can back out for any reason. Even with legal tender.
Ah.
So it's the same with misprices. So if something's mispriced in a supermarket, say it's for a fiver instead of 50 quid, a lot of people think that the shop has to sell it you for a fiver. Whereas no, they can just refuse to serve you.
Yeah, because you're only in the shop by way of invitation, which the shop can revoke at any time anyway, can't
they? Yeah. So it's interesting. This whole £5 thing, it's like... Will that vegetarian cafe, will they refuse to serve people who are wearing leather shoes? Or a leather belt? Or
it's interesting, because they could take
a woolen jumper?
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if the cafe serves coffee. Oh, it'll be special milk, rubbish milk, won't it? Soya.
Yeah.
If you like soya milk, by the way, you know, good. Good for you.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Yeah. Almond milk, what about that?
No, not a fan.
Not bothered, just milk, just normal milk. Red, green, blue or orange?
Green. Give us some semi-skimmed all the
time. It depends. I like blue.
I like blue, but it's like when you have a cup of tea, it kind of...
Too milky.
It leaves a little bit of, like, film on top of your tea.
I remember once going to my mum's house, and I thought she'd made me a... Because my mum drinks coffee with the whitener powder.
Yeah.
And I thought she'd made me a cup of tea with a flavoured tea bag or something. Turns out the milk was a week out of date.
Wow.
That's what I said.
were you kind of like sipping chunks down?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Hadn't curdled yet.
It just tasted... It wasn't disgusting, it just didn't taste right.
Yeah.
And I think I went to get a biscuit and she'd left the milk out on the side. I thought, I'll have a biscuit, that'll make it taste better. And I noticed the milk was on the side a week out of date.
And she'd left it out of the fridge as well. Wow, this is getting worse.
What a terrible mother.
Sheffield Sounds has tweeted us to say there's less than one cow worth of animal fat in the whole of the £5 notes ever made. And that's the fact of the day.
Really? Another one of those same time next week. Thanks
the more
for that.
You know.
Thanks for that, Sheffield Sounds. Yeah. So what do you think about the new £5 note? Please tweet us in and let us know. Do you think it's ridiculous or do you think it's a moral dilemma? What's the next song of the day, James?
The next song is the Au Revoirs, which you've obviously heard of the Libertines, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yes.
So you've heard of Carl Barat from the Libertines?
No. It's the druggy one, Pete Doherty.
Pete Doherty. The other well-known one from the Libertines, right. Carl Barat. Right. This is his sister.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that's an extraneous link. This is the Au Revoirs. Please stay where you are, though. Don't go away on the account of this band's name. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM.
You speak of love, the conversation never ends. Look above the arrows, they descend. His head is twisted, his aim is high. Dry, tired words and make pretend. You speak of love, but with your head, withered roses, platitudes. You speak of love like Playboy news. You dribble, you repeat. You've never felt complete. You speak of love. You speak of truth. You dribble, you repeat. You've never felt complete. You speak of love. 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 You speak of love.
Speak of Love, the Au Revoirs. What an awesome song.
Yeah, nice. I think they're from Brighton or something, or either Brighton or Bristol, whichever one. They did actually send me some blurb, and I obviously skim read it.
Birmingham?
Begins with a B, wherever they're from.
Boreham Wood. No, I enjoyed that, Check them out on all the usual outlets, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Of course.
Again, All Your Records have helped them release that one, I believe.
Oh, have you just said that?
No.
Because sometimes I don't listen, but I am listening, if you know what I mean.
No, I said it earlier when with Dead Set Dream, because Dead Set Dream are on their thing as well.
Cool. So, fast food, James. We haven't talked about it for at least 2 weeks.
I like fast food.
Ultimate fast food.
Ultimate?
So, top three.
As in chains or
chains.
Food? Top three. I like KFC.
Mm.
I like Burger King.
Mm.
I actually had Taco Bell for the first time the other week.
I
really like it.
Yeah. How good is it?
Yeah.
I was in Sheffield, obviously, because there's one on Division Street. Well, Devonshire Street, whatever, on the corner.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll go in and try that. Mm. And it's just basically like a Subway, but for Mexican. And I had a burrito, and it was like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
I got into that.
Yeah. What did you have? Did you have a burrito?
I had a burrito. I had one of the hot ones.
Oh, well.
Whatever they called it, like...
You know what I'm like for hot stuff, so I just went for sort of mildish medium. Yeah. Very good, though. Very good, Taco Bell. Thank you.
I did really enjoy it.
Thanks.
I've never, not even when I've been in America, have I tried Taco Bell, so it was...
Well, I love Mexican. It's a good chain.
Mm.
It's a good chain. Very good. I liked it. But the reason I brought that up is because the inventor of the Big Mac has died. Sadly. Very sadly.
Oh.
He was 98, so he had a good innings.
Yeah.
But in 1967, Michael Jim, I don't know why that was his nickname, Deligatti, came up with a formula of having two lots of everything, basically. Beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and the special sauce.
Yes.
One burger.
Hmm.
And I've got to say, if you're gonna get a burger from McDonald's, it's got to be the Big Mac.
No, Big Tasty when they have it. Big Tasty is the don of burgers from McDonald's.
No, they are nice. But the Big Mac, iconic though. Iconic. Yeah. Sad time.
It's one of those things that you'd know it wherever you were in the world, wouldn't you? It's one of those worldwide things that's permeated. Like Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Have you seen the truck on the telly yet? I've not seen it.
No.
Not seen the Coca-Cola advert.
Holidays aren't coming. Bar humbug.
He's turning into DJ Ski. Remember when I offered him a mince pie?
Yes.
Do you remember what he said?
I do. We can't repeat it.
We can't air it. Brilliant. Brilliant. The sauce is known to contain ingredients that have got like egg yolks. I nearly said elk yolks there. Egg yolks, mustard, onion, garlic, relish. But creating the exact mix has been a challenge, and it's always been a bit of a secret. But you reckon you've managed to sort of quell that.
Yeah,
you've made your own, haven't you?
To an extent, made my own. I've not done it for a while, actually, but it's basically like mayonnaise, garlic powder, onion powder, a bit of like sweet pickle, like gherkin, a few other little bits and pieces.
Well, a bottle of the sauce was auctioned off last year, attracting bids of more than £12,000, which is ridiculous.
Wow!
I bet a lot of the bidders were like on the heavy side.
Just
throwing it out there. It might not be.
£12,000
on the rich side as well.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to open it, would you?
Well, it depends how much money I'd got. £12,000 might be 10 a penny to somebody. It might be a cheap bottle of sauce to some people. They might have caviar for breakfast. They might be having caviar on Christmas morn.
Christmas morn. can I just say, right?
Go for it.
We keep on mentioning him, and it's almost like the Carl Maloney show sometimes, this. But if you go onto our Twitter, he's literally now just sending us pictures of his nipples.
Oh, he's not done that for a while. It's funny, actually, because last week he tried to open the door and couldn't open his door. So he went rifling around the house for his keys. Turns out the door wasn't even locked.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was very hungover, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or still drunk. Not even
still
hungover.
Drunk and then topped up with his, lovely hairy nips there. Thanks for that, Carl. Oh, and another one. Great. Oh, and another one.
Yeah.
Four in total.
Thanks, Carl.
I'd say keep them coming, but just leave off.
Yeah. Just stop.
Yeah. Should we have track number four?
Yeah.
Which is number three on yours.
It's number three on mine. they uploaded it a couple of weeks ago, actually, and we've just not had a chance to play it because we did the anniversary thing and then I wasn't here last week. But I think they were in touch on Twitter and you spoke to them. It's Insulks.
Yes, Insulks, yeah. I think Carlton Maloney has been working with these guys.
Yes.
Gigging and all that.
Indeed. And this is their latest single called Tomorrow.
This is Sheffield Live.
Sorrows and frown about the lies that are coming out, and I will wait until the morning to sober up and readjust to a newfound lack of trust. Well, the horizon's not far, so I will.
Insulks
Tomorrow. I think they're playing a rocking chair in a couple of weeks. I can't remember exactly what date it is.
Well, I've asked Carl Maloney, but he's an idiot. But he has told me that
what's
he's
new.
Got, Pussycat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Very good. Cut that one out for the best bits. Yes, no, he's got three gigs next week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, across all of his venues.
Nice.
Mulberry, Washington and Frog and Parrot.
Yes, nice. I've still not been in the Mulberry since they apparently did it up.
No, I have not. Carl seems to like it.
Yeah, it's definitely a boozer.
Is indeed. Why have you not been in, though? Just because you've never made it down, or have you got something against the place?
No, I've just not been around on those nights.
Oh, right, okay. You seem to be preoccupied, James. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got...
What are you doing?
I've got this bracelet thing.
See, right? I could just see your hands under the desk, and I didn't know what was going on.
I wasn't playing with myself.
Excellent. Good.
I got the bracelet. It's got these stoppers on it, which have the smallest screws in the world, and one of them's come loose.
Oh, right.
And so I'm just trying to screw it in with my fingernail so as not to lose the screw, because they're the tiniest screws in the world.
Ah.
Anyway,
you need one of them glasses screwdrivers, you know, the little ones.
You actually get a screwdriver with the bracelet.
Oh, right. So when you get home, you'll be fine.
Yeah, It's just making sure I don't lose the screw until that point.
Ah, yeah, I see. Maybe you need a little magnet just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so check more detail out about Carmelone's gigs on... has Carl just sent us another tweet in, James?
Yeah, and his question is too far. I'm going to say yes, Carl. That is too far.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Yeah, a bit of work needed on the legs there, I'd say. But thanks for that.
That's definitely not Carl, is it?
Absolutely not, no. No, far too impressive. If you want to check Carl's gigs out and nothing more, go to rategoodmusic.com, his music magazine website. Just moving away from that, swiftly. Unfortunately, we've lost another one this year, another great celebrity.
Yes.
Who brought so much joy and so many laughs to us all. Manuel, actor Andrew Sachs, has died this week.
He's a hamster.
That was terrible. Basil. Called it Basil, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was a rat.
Was it Basil?
He called it Basil.
All right.
And thought it was a hamster. But it was actually a rat. Yeah, Fawlty Towers. If you've not seen it,
yes,
you've missed the treat.
Who's not seen Fawlty Towers?
Even I've seen Fawlty Towers. The whole 12 episodes, brilliant. It was announced this week that he'd sadly passed away. He actually died last month, but they announced it this week. I mean, a big loss. What was your favourite Fawlty Towers episode? I mean, they only did 12, and they were all brilliant. But
yeah, they're all pretty good. It's got to be. Well, the favourite moment has got to be beating up the car with the tree. You can't beat that.
If anybody's not sure what the Specsavers ad's all about, that's what it pays homage to.
That Specsavers ad has kind of ruined that moment, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's not funny.
No.
Not funny. It doesn't really make sense. Well, it does make sense, but it's a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
No, I think a lot of people remember the Germans.
But
mine's communication problems with the Arsie Guest with the hearing aid.
Oh, yes,
and
yeah.
He basically winds her up. That's brilliant. And the BBC actually aired that on Friday night.
All right.
Just in tribute. So if you want to catch up on that one, please do, because it's a brilliant episode. But yeah, big
you know,
sad loss.
You know when they did all... When somebody passes away and all the celebrities queue up to do tributes and then they play out on the news what somebody's tweeted about somebody who's passed away... I wonder if they featured any comments from Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand.
I would bet my life on that being a no.
I wonder if either of them have actually commented. I've not even looked. So I wonder if either of them has actually commented on it.
I bet there were various journalists
hooked
to their Twitter page just to see. But no, obviously John Cleese did. He tweeted, "Just heard about Andy Sachs. Very sad. I knew he was having problems with his memory, as his wife Melody told me a couple of years ago." But yeah, lots of tweets come in for him.
It's nothing,
very sad. Very
nothing
sad.
On Russell Brand's Twitter.
Surprise.
Wonder if he just sent his condolences direct to...
Maybe they rang and left him an answer phone message.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
He's just sent his condolences direct to Andrew Sachs's granddaughter.
Well, I'm going to see if I can find any Fawlty Towers this afternoon and watch a few, because they were brilliant. Should we have another track, James?
Yes, some Fizzy Blood.
Ah, cool. Which one?
Pure Rock and Roll Animals.
Pure Rock and Roll Animals.
it's called Animals, but I like it because it's pure rock and roll.
This is Sheffield.
We're here till 3 and then it's DJ Ski.
Just animals.
Sit on the fence. You think that you've got it all figured out, but you're just a brick in the wall. You're thinking way too small. If you live on autopilot, you can pick up the call. Walls always running, packs, but it can never last. We're all just animals.
Fizzy Blood.
Fizzy Blood.
DJ Ski is back, fresh from his holiday.
He just asked me a question. I don't know what it was. It just passed me by. Sorry, sorry, Ross.
Sorry, DJ Ski.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, yeah. We did know you were back today.
Yes, we did know.
If you'd been listening in the car on the way in, Rob, you'd know that. Because I just said DJ.
It doesn't travel to get here, does it?
Did you have to run to get in? Because we did. We were out of breath at first 15 minutes.
I'm a bit out of breath, couldn't I?
See, see, it's not just
you're,
us.
You're
with the
fitter than us as well. I've ate all the pies.
I don't play myself on the blue disc either. Ah, see.
See, he was listening.
Oh dear. Yeah, Fizzy Blood, pure rock and roll, in quotes.
Yes.
Animal.
Nice song. Like
very
it.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So we're up until three. We've got one last song to get in before the hour, and that is I Set the Sea on Fire. Loved
it. Did
them.
You? Oh no, that's the name of the people.
What did it, I once misheard, and I thought they were called "We Set Fires in Seas" or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Just another example of where I listen to everything that you say.
And that was that was the week before you then played them twice the same song.
Well, I liked it that much, and I wanted to pay, you know, make amends for getting the name wrong that I played them twice.
Yeah,
but me and Carlton were lucky enough to bump into John Monarching, Jordan Rucker.
Oh, Jordan,
well,
yeah.
Formerly Monarching. Yeah. Yeah, he's got some cool stuff coming up, but it's all top secret, James.
Yes,
it's all top secret.
It is.
I don't even know what it is.
I do.
Tell me.
No. Well, I know part of it. I know part of it. I think there's a few different things going on down there. From what I've been told by certain people, including Jordan.
Excellent. You're more connected than I am. Good for you.
Well, don't know about that.
No, but hopefully we'll be getting whatever it is very soon. Because I liked the last single, Gold.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see the direction they go down, because they've started going down that electronic route.
I thought that was a great sound.
Yeah,
thought it was really good.
Like what they were doing towards the end electronically.
Mm.
And I think that's what they kind of wanted to concentrate on a bit.
Well, if you're listening, boys, hello. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the show. They'll not be listening, will they? But, you know, hello anyway. So just before we go into I Set the Sea on Fire, are you one for buying sort of themed baubles to put on the tree?
Not really.
Because Donald Trump's got one out this year.
I see. Oh, wow.
He has. It's a red cap, and it says, Make America Great Again. And it's done all right, because it's actually sold out on Amazon.
Wow.
Mm.
I actually can't decide how much I hate that man.
On a scale of very to
yeah.
Very, very.
Yeah, it's pure hatred. It's just... No, if
wow,
of all the presidents, like in the world, there's been some good, some bad presidents. Like this one, I just, some part of me doesn't want him to actually get to the point where he's inaugurated.
Well, it's only 7 weeks away.
I know,
so it's going to happen. Oh, sorry, DJ Ski. Are we allowed to give Rob the mic on issues like this? Because you can be quite controversial.
No.
He's got a fact for us.
This is a fact. The last time a president took a son into the White House, he got assassinated.
Really?
Wow.
Kennedy.
All right.
Yeah, Kennedy.
JFK.
President since, I've not taken a son in there.
All right.
So.
Ah.
James,
yeah,
could be your inauguration.
I'm not advocating the assassination of Donald Trump.
DJ Ski was doing really well there.
But you know, if somebody did want to do it, then
finish there. If you wanted to get hold of Donald Trump's bauble, you're going to struggle. But more than 1,000 people have reacted.
Oh, I'd love to get hold of Donald Trump's baubles.
it's had over 1,000 reviews, and it's only had a 1 star on average, so it's not been very well received. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't we just have Obama for like the next 50 years?
Keep
him.
Can't.
Well, tell you what, because Obama's finished over there, can't you come over here? And you know, during that inauguration assassination attempt that's going to happen with Trump, somebody could do the same with Theresa May over here.
Wow.
And we could have Obama.
I think we need to play another song.
Let's change the subject, eh?
Absolutely, yeah.
I am not advocating assassination.
Yeah, just to make it clear, I didn't think anybody could get sacked from Voluntary Radio, but apparently you can, because Carl Maloney was sacked from Sheffield Live. Did he tell you that?
I've heard stories of it, yeah. The legend of Carl Maloney.
Leg end. This is I Set the Sea on Fire. We're off in a minute.
Sleazy, and we get around in the
And from their B-sides, that was Wrong Kind of People from Forever Diabolical.
I'm trying to get my head around this. I think they've released an EP of B-sides called Forever Diabolical, and that is one of the songs off it.
Right. Good sound, though. Awesome.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
A bit of flute and trumpet. Can't beat it.
Is that Poet? You don't know it?
Not quite.
Very good, very good. DJ Ski is back after what sounds like an excellent holiday from Thailand.
Fantastic. Street food in Bangkok. Did you see that pancake that they made?
Yes.
Were you salivating?
I've been watching DJ Ski's Facebook feed with interest this last couple of weeks, because there's been some amazing photographs and lots of it about food, which is one of my favourite subjects.
Is there anything else to post about?
Well, no. That's what Facebook is, isn't it? Exactly. The F in Facebook stands for food.
We were just saying there that you're trying to lay off the wife's bacon because you need to lose a bit of holiday weight.
Not just holiday weight. I had a little bit before that. But yeah, but I think she's looking a bit because she does like bacon. And it looks like you two are going in for a good time for the next 3 or 4 months.
Fantastic. Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, obviously Christmas is upon us, so we know how much you love it. And we're going to bring you a mince pie, Rob. What do you think to that?
I think you can bring it.
Don't get me going.
Yeah.
I've seen that really stupid thing on Facebook where people are elfing themselves.
Yes.
Oh, they did that last year. It's quite funny, isn't it, Rob?
It's
quite
been
endearing.
Going about 10 years.
Endearing? Is it? I've only seen, because I don't usually follow any Christmas stuff, but no. Endearing.
That's one word.
I've not got you on Facebook, so you can do it.
Oh, he loves Christmas. He loves Christmas, DJ Ski. He's up here. He's up in about a minute and a half with his platinum plates. Fresh off vinyl, you're doing it properly now, Rob. You've missed us, haven't you, while you've been away?
I've missed James.
At least he's learnt his names now.
It's Big James.
Yeah.
And Little Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Look. Hey. Getting bigger. Getting bigger. Burning.
On the desk.
Burning question, Rob. Who do you want to win I'm a Celebrity tonight?
I don't even really know him.
Yeah, he's been away for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
not, of course. You'll have missed it all, won't you?
Yeah, I've missed majority. From. Scarlett. She looks completely different. She's lost too much weight.
Yeah, she's got a fitness DVD coming out, hasn't she?
Yeah, and then obviously she'll have lost more weight being in the jungle. I only really know him from Emmerdale. Only because my missus watches Emmerdale. I don't watch it. It's disgusting stuff. So I'll go for what's his name?
Adam.
I'll go for Adam from Emmerdale.
There you go.
I don't even know who's left in.
Well, get your money on Adam. DJ Ski's the man. DJ Ski's been away for 2 weeks, but he knows. He knows. He might be right. Anyway, we've got to go. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I know.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak.